Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the debut album by the British singer-songwriter and producer known as Sophie. The album is called Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides. Sophie has produced music for Madonna, Lady Gaga, Vince Staples, and others.
Scares you. All of the big occasions you might have missed. No, I accept you. And I don't even need to know your reasons. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I think you sometimes forget I would know you best. I hope you don't take this the wrong way. Inside is your best side. Oh, hi. Is that a teardrop in your eye?
That's It's Okay to Cry, and it leads off this debut album by Sophie called Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides. A pretty ballad, It's Okay to Cry is the most conventional pop song on this collection. It lures you into the album, and once you're there, Sophie lets you hear what's really going on here.
Pony. Boy.
That's Pony Boy, the second song on the album, and it's where you hear the kind of music that dominates this collection. Loud sounds full of clatter and harsh percussion are decorated by vocals distorted to sound either deeper or more shrill than a normal speaking voice. The composition titled Whole New World, Pretend World is just over 9 minutes long. It both closes the album and serves as its most elaborate musical statement. A glorious assemblage of rumbles and squeaks set to a head-snapping beat, I can only give you a taste of its clamorous pleasures. As a producer, Sophie thrives on organized chaos. In a song such as Face Shopping, Sophie edits together what sound like the roars of a herd of mechanical elephants and someone hitting everything in their garage with a hammer. All of this over a lyric about altering one's appearance, the face one presents to the world.
My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face.
Sophie's brand of noise pop does without the self-importance and macho gloom of so much techno music. For all the heaviness of the grinding, blaring sound effects, there's often a lightness, a playfulness, a grin beneath the grinding. Take, for example, the song called Immaterial. At first, it sounds somewhat like Sophie's updated take on Madonna's Material Girl, but it quickly goes on to become very much its own creation.
Oh,
These compositions question the permanence of everything while also celebrating the complexity of everything, including society, gender, and desire. "I could be anything I want," Sophie sings on Immaterial, and the rest of this album backs her up. In the midst of all the racket, there's an undercurrent of powerful serenity.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Sophie's debut album called Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides.